Okay, so yesterday we learned about the guy who's walking in the circumference of Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, and he finds an animal which is probably kachim, and he wants to do something about it. So it said if it's a zachar, he should bring it as an ayla. If it's an akeb, he should bring it as a shlamim. And the Gemara had a problem. If it's a zachar, it could be a shlamim as well. So what right does he have to bring it as an ayla when it might be a shlamim? And you cannot change a carbon from one carbon to the other. It is what it is. So the Gemara answered, we're going to start again from Amar Avayshia, which is the fourth line at the top, Nun Hei Amin Aleph, 55a. Amar Avayshia, Hachem B'bo Lochem B'demei Maskinan. What the guy wants to do is buy animals for each carbon that it could be with his own money. He's a nice guy. You want to call him a tzaddik even. But in order to do that, he's got to get the animal not to be a carbon, because if not, he's still stuck with the animal. So he goes and he says, I am going to take this money instead of the carbon, and it will become chul in this animal, and I'll use the money, and if it's a zachar, he will bring two animals, an ayla and a shlamim. And if it's a keva, he'll only bring a shlamim. That's what his solution is going to be. An expensive solution, but this person is willing to do it.
Three animals.
Rashi. Amar Abayishya, the bo locha b'demeim k'sina, k'lami iv adil l'karva. This animal cannot be brought if it's a zachar. Lachi kamer, in bozeh, adam zeh, l'asos l'takana. If he wants to do, to correct the thing, he wants to take care of this animal, what should he do? U'bo l'kabel al atzmei choyv kol demeah, and he's willing to accept upon himself whatever it costs, shu b'safik, whatever it might be, to make it chulan and be magdish the money instead. So im zakar hu nischayev abed me oyla, the chashin hashem oyla same. So when it's saying zakar oyla, it doesn't mean only an oyla, also an oyla. He would have to bring two if it's a zakar. Sorry, only two, not three. Two if it's a zakar and one if it's in a keva. Because in a zakar, there's two possibilities. The Gemara is going to ask later on, there are more, but at this point, there are two possibilities. And by the cave, it is one possibility. Whatever it is, well, listen, he's making this chulin and bringing an ayla and bringing a shlamim. The ayla will be brought as an ayla, the shlamim will be brought as a shlamim. Dr. Gemara, we're saying it might be an ayla. It's going like Rameyer that says a person can do this. How does he make this animal chulun? It's going like Rameyer that says you b'mezid can go and be mayel and take it away from Hegdish, make it chulun. That's Rameyer Shita. You give a money to Kedushin to a woman. You b'mezid, she's mukadeshes. And therefore, now you can replace it with money. Because remember, it's not about boom. You can't redeem this. So what you're doing is you're taking it out to chulun. The Gemara is going to ask later on, you're doing an Avera, but at this point the Gemara is happy with that, or satisfied with that. He's going to do the quote-unquote Avera of taking it out to Chulim, taking Hegdish to Chulim, but he will replace it with Karbanos to make up for it. Rashi, Remeri, Damar, Masnis, and Hegdish, Bemezit, Mitzchahum. But Yochozeh, Lohitzin, Lohulim, Mezit, can take it out, Bemezit, to Chulim. But Yitvasu, Hadamim, Begdushasam, and replace the Kedusha with the money. By day tonight, Yavish Day Damim. And with the condition, he will bring two monies. Echel Ayla, Echel Shlamim. V'yayim. If Aylahim, if this is an Ayla, Hari Mischao Azu. So this money is going to replace it. Im Shlamim Hu, Mshalmin Basheni, Yeh Shalmin Adava. The second animal will be my Shlamim. Im Shlamim Hi, this is a Shlamim, Hari Mischao Azu. It'll be Mishkalavos Hashem Shlomim. Vashen Yilindiv this Ayla. Basically, he's saying, listen, this is an Ayla, I gotta replace it. So if it's an Ayla, I'm replacing it with this money, but the other animal that I'm bringing will be my own Nadava. If it's a Shlomim, I'm replacing it with this money, and the other animal I'm bringing will be a Nadava. So therefore, he covers his bases. The carbon is being taken care of. The guy who lost the carbon, his carbon is being brought. And meanwhile, at the same time, he's taking care of it by redeeming it when he's not allowed to redeem it. It's amazing. You're not allowed to take a hegdish that's not about mum and redeem it. But he's doing that. The Gemara is going to ask again later, how can we let him do this? It's an Avera. But the Gemara at this point is willing to live this way. And therefore, he's going to do the Avera of taking Hekdesh B'mezid, making it Chulun, B'mezid. It's going to become Chulun, only according to Meir, according to Yehuda, it'll never become Chulun. B'mezid, it'll become Chulun. Once it's Chulun, he now will replace the carbon with either an Ayla or a Shlamim. And the other carbon he'll bring is a Nadava. You're allowed to bring Shlamim, you're allowed to bring Ayla. It's not nothing wrong. So one of them will be his, and one of them will be the replacement of the carbon that he redeemed. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yes?
Is this Mura?
No, not animal for animal. It's redemption, money for animal. Tamura is Aser, by the way.
Tamura is Aser, that's what I'm saying.
But he's not doing it Tamura. It's not his animal.
Only
a Bailam can do Tamura.
What is he helping the owner with?
The carbon is being brought. A replacement of the carbon is being brought. A halachic replacement. This Ayla has now transferred to this money. Or this Shlomim has now transferred to this money. So the owner's carbon is being brought. Upstairs, the owner will get brownie points for bringing a carbon.
And if it was not brought, the owner's never going to get punished for that, right?
Again, I'm not upstairs. I don't know what happens upstairs. I don't know. If it's an Adava, he doesn't have to be punished. If it's a Netter, he's going to have to replace it. It's a carbon, for crying out loud. A carbon is supposed to be brought in the Mizbeach. I don't know why we're... Because his carbon is being brought. And even though he has to want it to happen, we assume that anybody that lost the carbon wants it to be brought. I spoke that out yesterday.
And if it just happens to be an animal that was not brought as a carbon, no loss, no big deal.
No big deal. So he brought two Nadavas.
Do something about this?
I don't know if a person has an Adava. Does he have a chiv to bring it?
He has to replace it with something.
Again, no, he doesn't. The Adava does not have to be replaced.
Oh, only a
Neder. Something about Viter. Now, there's another problem. But let me step back in order to understand this. Forget Remeir for a second. There's Halacha by Me'ila. Let's go B'Shagig. The way we always learn, the B'shagig, there's Me'ila. And when you do Me'ila, the item goes out L'chulim. The halacha is, that's only true by Benek Habayis, by an item that's not Kedushas Haguf, that's not a carbon, or it's not Kli Shares. It is the money value that Hekdesh has. Hekdesh owns a table. The table is really not Kedushas Haguf, it's Hekdesh. You redeem it, you can buy it. There's different things you can do. If a person is mayo, the item goes out l'chulin and he owes the Hekdesh money. That's the halacha. But that's only true by what we call as Kedushas Damim, when the Hekdesh is the value of the item. Not that Hekdesh has any use for the table in the Beis HaMikdash. But if this is something that is a carbon or a Kli Shares in the Beis HaMikdash, then Me'ila will not make it Chulim. Even if a person is Mayo, the item remains Hekdesh. That means you cannot transfer the Kedusha off a carbon unless it has a Mum. You can't do the act of taking from Hekdesh, turning it into Chulim, and then replacing it. That can only work where Me'ila takes it out to Chulim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's only B'shagig. Rabbi Meir holds it's B'mezid. Fine. But it only works on an item that becomes Chulin when there's Me'ila. Kli Shares or Karbonus never become Chulin while they're a complete animal. So how could the Gemara offer this idea? Take the animal to Chulin as if you could do that by stealing it. You can't. It remains Hekdesh. You're not going to remove the Kedusha of the animal. You can't replace the animal. Carbon cannot be replaced unless it has a Mum. Again, the Halacha of Me'ila says only things that Hekdesh has for money become Chulin. A Kli Shares or a carbon does not become Chulin. That's the Gemara's question. Frank the Gemara, Kedushas Hagof mi Mefchalo, can Kedushas Hagof ever become Chulin? But not a Mayalach and Mayal b'Mekdashim. There's no double Me'ila, because once you do Me'ila, it's Chulin, Ela b'Peyma b'Klisharis Bovat. Only by an animal of a carbon, or Klisharis, we call that Kedushas Hagof. There's an intrinsic Kedusha in the item to be used for a carbon, either to service the carbon with a Klisharis, or the animal itself. Ketzad, Hayrecha b'Agave b'Peyma. A guy is riding on a carbon. His friend comes and rides. They all took it from each other. Kula Malu, it never goes to Kulin. He takes Hegdish's cup and he takes it for himself and he drinks. Kula Malu, it never becomes Kulin. So, how could you tell me this solution? This is a non solution, it doesn't work. Zogta Gemara, he Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Behema and Klisharis can't go out with Chulin. Remeir disagrees, which was what Feitel said. But now the Gemara is offering it. The Gemara is going to slug up in a second, or at least try to slug up. But that's the Gemara saying. You're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Behema and Klisharis can never transfer to Chulin. But Remeir disagrees with that. Rashi. Zogta Rashi, Ukdushas Hagov, the Kachim is Veach. Mimis chalelas b'loy mum, can it be removed unless the animal has a mum? Ein mayalach amayo. Ein shtei mi'ilas zuach azu b'keren echon. There are no two mi'ilas in one principle. Shal hegdish. The kibbutz shemayo b'herishin yatsu l'chulin. Right? Somebody takes the hegdish table and he gives it to somebody else, the table is chulin. Elo b'hema shakachim is ve'ech haruya l'karbon. Lefi? She'ein yaitzu l'chulin k'shit mima. It cannot become chulin when it's complete, not a mum, unblemished. The chen klisharis. The Gemara answers, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda, midiktani ein mayel achar mayel. Since it uses the terminology, there's no double meila. Alma mikama hu denavik l'chulin. That means the Gemara is saying it became chulin the first time. Avagav the shaygigu, because the word meila signifies shaygig. The mazit leka meila. We wouldn't use the term meila. So the fact that the Braisa uses the term a mayo achamayo means it's talking about b'shagig. The high svar of the Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one that says that you can be mayo b'shagig by transfer? That was Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar b'masnis and hegdish b'shagig mischal. So that's Rabbi Yehuda talking. He's the one that says that when you transfer something b'shagig, it's mila. Remeir said, according to Rabbi Yehuda in the chat, that there's no such thing as transfer b'shagig, because it's a mistake. So the word e-mayo wouldn't be used. So therefore, you can't ask me a question from that halacha. That halacha is written by Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir disagrees, and he says, even by a behema, you steal it from Hegdish, it becomes chulin. If you do it, amazing. Ha Remeir, hach masnisin the shkolim the behema shenimtzis, that Mishnah that says an animal that's found, and Rabbi Isha offered the solution of you stealing it from Hegdish. Kremeir mekvina lo. Damar, Hegdish mischal b'mezid. Vafil ekzushas agov nami mischal. So, that's what the Gemara wants to answer. Now the Gemara questions that right away. That wasn't the machloikas of Yudin Remeir. You're creating a new machloikas that didn't exist before. We had a machloikas of Yudin Remeir, whether Shaygi goes to Chulin, whether Mezid goes to Chulin, but there was no discussion to say that Remeir views it that by Behemoth and Klisharis is different. You're introducing a new thing now. You're saying that Remeir argues on that as well. Fekti Gemara, Midrav Yehuda Nishmala Remeir. Why can't we take that locha that said according to Yehuda and pass it over to Remeir? Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hegdish B'Shagig Mischal. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that Hegdish B'Shagig goes to Chulim? Still, Duchas Hagov Le Mischala. But at the same time, Rabbi Yehuda also said a carbon does not go to Chulim. So Remeir Nami, Avagav the Hegdish B'Mezit Mischal, Duchas Hagov Le Mischala. Why should this be a consequence of that Machloikas? You're just like introducing something, you made something up. Remeir said, and Rabbi Yehuda argued about Mezit. Shagig Mezid. That was their machloikas. Now you're introducing that according to a mayor, Even Behem and Klisharis can go to Chulin. Hello? Where did that come from? Rav Meir never said that. In Rav Yehuda we see it's not true. That what works for Hegdish doesn't work for Behem and Klisharis. So why would Rav Meir disagree with that? Why are you so comfortable saying that Rav Meir disagrees with that halacha? Where'd you get that from? Rav Yehuda says there's Mila B'Shegig. Yet he turns around and he says it won't work by Behem and Klisharis. Rav Meir says there's Mila B'Megin. That's their machloikas. Why automatically do you say he disagrees with Behem and Klisharis? That's your invention.
Rav Meir says only by...
He said, "Mezid behegdish b'mezid mischal." He said that in the Mishnah. You mekadesh a woman with hegdish b'mezid, she's mukadeshus. Right. So that's the machlokes Rav Meir and Yehuda. But now you're adding a different dimension. You're saying, according to Rav Meir, the halacha of klisharis and behema being different doesn't apply. Hello, where'd you get that from? Because they're arguing on one thing, so now you can make up new machlokes. There's got to be some reason that you have a right to make this up. That wasn't what they were arguing in. You're taking something you're arguing in and making up a whole new machloikas that nobody ever mentioned. That's the Gemara's kasha. Sakrashi, Lav Amar of Yehuda, Hegdish B'Shagig Mizmeizid V'hi Ikrachil. That's when things go to Chulim. The Ksavar, Kedushas Hagov, and Levisal B'Shagig. And he says that it doesn't help for a Behem and Klisharis. The Rameir Navi, Tamei Ikrachil, Hegdish B'Mezid, he never said Kedushas Haguf could do it. Why are you assuming? Because they're arguing in Mezid, therefore they're arguing about whether it applies to Behem and Klisharis. That's a leap. Where'd you get that right to make that leap? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why I got that right to make a leap. Because Hasan like a Mechavim Lavkinu L'chulim. Hach a Mechavim Lavkinu L'chulim. There's a difference. Rabbi Yehuda, you're doing it by mistake. So by mistake, we say Kedushas Haguf doesn't become chulin. It's a mistake. The whole thing that Me'ilah should take it out to chulin by mistake makes no sense. Why should it become chulin? So it is the Torah said it becomes chulin. Xeris HaKosov. Right, but that Xeris HaKosov was said by Kedushas Damim, by money, not by Kedushas Haguf. But Rameh is talking to Mezid, where you intentionally wanted to steal it. There, it makes sense to say that your intention to steal it makes it become chulin, even by Kedushas Haguf. Because if it's done intentionally, it works, operates differently than a guy who did it b'shagig. Because b'shagig, you ask the question, the poor guy made a mistake, what do you want from the guy? Why should it become chulin? The Torah said. The Torah only said it by Kedushas Damim. The Torah didn't say it by Kedushas Haguf. But if you hold Hegdish B'Mezid Mischal, then you're saying his intention to steal makes it chulin. That you're adding a dimension. It's not a Xeris HaKosov, so to speak. It is, but it's a logical Xeris HaKosov. You wanted to steal this. You wanted to make this chulin. That's what you want to do. So there, why should it make a difference? Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. So the Gemara feels that we can make that leap because it's logical. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's b'shagig, the whole thing is just exeris akasav, there's no intention. So the fact that it becomes chulin is exeris akasav, it only applies by Kedushas Damim. But by Rav Meir, you're intending to steal. You want it to become chulin. So maybe, so it makes sense to say that even works by Kedushas Damim. Let's read it inside.
Why is he intending to steal? Is it that you're doing it for a good purpose?
Again, I'm talking about Remeir's regular halacha. We're not talking about this specific case. Remeir holds Hegdish b'mezid mischal. A guy goes b'mezid and he wants to steal Hegdish. It becomes chulin. Now here, he's intending to steal Hegdish for a higher purpose. But he's still intending to steal Hegdish. Rashi, the Gemara. Hasam glaika mechavim lafkinu l'chulin. In Rabbi Yehuda's case, that's b'shagig, you're not mechavim to make it chulin. Hacha ka mechavim lafkinu l'chulin. Here, you are being mechavim to make it chulin. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Mishani. Hasam le mechavim lafkinu l'chulin. Kloimer. Chilul d'mezit l'rameyer, adiva mechilul d'shagig l'Rabbi Yehuda. What works by mezit according to a mayor is different, is more than what works b'shaygig according to Yehuda. You shaygig lemechav lavkin lechulam. Really, the guy who did it b'shaygig had no intention of stealing from Hegdish, taking it from Hegdish. Zeres hakosavu. The Torah said it becomes chulam with the chayv rachman and carbon mila. The Torah said you get mila because you made it chulam. Hilchoch kedushas hagufim mischol. That zeres hakosav was limited to kedushas damim because there's no logic behind it. Avol chil meizid l'rameir mechaven lavkin l'chulam. He is mechaven to take it to chulam. Hilchoch kedushas hagufim nami mischol. So therefore we're allowed to make that leap because it's logical to make that leap, and therefore we're satisfied with our answer up to now. That the guy who finds the animal, a zachar, doesn't know if it's an ayil or a shlamim, we tell him, steal it from Hegdish. I know we don't like the word steal, but I'm a dafka using it. Steal it from Hegdish. Pay Hegdish. You have no right to do it. It's an avera, but we want you to do this avera. Take it from Hegdish. Replace it with money, be a tzaddik, and replace it with double the money. And bring one as an ayil and one as a shlamim. And the one that it was, you're replacing, and the one that it wasn't is an extra to dump. So you're a tzaddik who are asking to do an avera. That's exactly what's happening here. Here's a guy that's willing to spend money to help his friend who lost the carbon, and to have this animal taken care of. It's a carbon. What are you going to do with it? Just let it sit around? So here's a person that's willing to put his money where his mouth is, and we tell him, do an avera in order to do it. That's what we're saying. The Gemara is going to be bothered by that, but that's what we're saying. Now, there is a Havamina. You're going to have to make sense out of the Havamina. The Gemara is going to call it an Avera, but they have to make sense out of a Havamina. So, when we get to the Gemara that calls it an Avera, we'll come back and speak out what some of Farshim say the Havamina the Gemara was. Even though Rashi didn't really explain any Havamina, but some of Farshim are very bothered. How could the Gemara even offer this Teretz? The Gemara should know it's an Avera. We never tell people to do an Avera, which is what the Gemara is going to ask. So they say the Gemara had a Havamina, which it rejects. But we'll worry about that when we get there. Yes, Doctor.
I mean, I think you just alluded to this, but in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, don't we come to the conclusion that we do not ask someone to perform?
I said the Gemara is going to ask the question.
Okay.
I just said that.
I said
the Gemara is going to ask the question. We can't tell a person to do an Avera. I said, but the Gemara did till now, it seems to be satisfied with telling the person to do an Avera. I said that.
I just said you alluded to it. I just wondered.
Why does it bring two behemoths?
What?
Why does it bring
two? In case it's an Ayla, in case it's a Shlomo.
He stole it from Hegdish. He kind of found it.
He found this animal. We're back at one of them. He walked around, he found an animal.
He said that the suggestion was to steal it.
Well, he's taking it from Hegdish. It's Hegdish's animal.
So, in other words, referring back to the lost animal.
That's what the whole story is about.
It's considered stolen.
Again, I'm using the word stolen. You don't want to use the word stolen, we'll say the word he takes.
Yesterday we talked about he found it.
But that's exactly the case. We haven't changed the story. We're on that story.
He's trying to say it's not stealing. The opposite, he's trying to be mizaki.
I said that. I said he has a higher intention. But the act that he's doing is taking Hegdish for himself. Which makes it chulun. Because if it doesn't turn into chulun, why is he bothering?
Okay. The word stealing bothers me.
Fine. So don't use the word stealing. I have a dafka use the word stealing because the Gemara is going to call it an Avera. So if the Gemara is going to call it an Avera, I wanted you to hear the word Avera.
So when he found the animal, where was the Avera that he was taking?
He's taking it for himself. He has no right to take Hegdish for himself.
But that was the ability to be...
Again, you can do it. He's doing something wrong for the purpose of something right.
In other words, if he finds an animal, he has to keep it? Is that what it says?
What?
He can't return it the way it is.
Again, he found an animal that's a carbon. What do you want the guy to do?
He can't just return it to...
Turn it to whom?
Heck, yeah.
To do what?
I don't know.
Okay, so then you don't know. So I agree.
He has to make a Kenyan on it. He has no choice.
Again, if you want, you don't have to do anything. You can walk away.
Are you allowed to?
Yes, because it's an animal of Hegdish. You don't want to get involved. Don't get involved.
Because it's too much of a tircha?
No, because you have nothing to give it back to.
Why can't you give it back to Hegdish?
What's Hegdish going to do with it?
It's their problem.
Excuse me. Hekdesh is not a problem solver. Hekdesh deals when you bring a korban, they're makrovit. You can't bring animals and say, Rabbi Sai, have fun, this is some korban, your problem. It's not their job.
I think what he's trying to say is, if you would ask his Rav, what should I do with it, what would the Rav say?
Do this Avera in order for the higher purpose. That's what Rav Aisha is said to do. But it's an act of Avera, that's why I use the word steal.
I didn't realize that you made a Kenyan on it.
Again, I'm trying to figure out why what you're trying to do.
I thought it was just a tzaddik, and that was it.
But what happens to this animal?
You're right, he has to be cholin.
He has to make it cholin. Because if not, he hasn't solved the problem. If it remains Hekdesh, why bother? You haven't solved the problem. You want to solve the problem. The way to solve the problem is to make this chulin and replace it. Now, how do you make it chulin? You take it away from Hekdesh. Now, you're not allowed to take things away from Hekdesh.
It's an
Avera.
Virtue is the only way of doing it.
Exactly. So the Gemara is going to have a problem with that. We haven't gotten to that part yet. But at this point, that's what we're telling the guy to do. Do an Avera in order to save this animal and take care of it. That's what the Gemara is set to do. Obviously, the Gemara is going to have a caution, go to a different shot. But this is what we're saying right now. Yes?
In the words of that great 1960s song, just walk on by, what is the obligation of this person?
He's a tzaddik. He doesn't want to see a carbon laying around and not being used.
A tzaddik is not being a tzaddik. Actually, Father Ram called me more a chassid than a tzaddik.
I don't get what you want to call it.
In the end, what, I mean...
Again, this is the Gemara's problem, so why can't we let the Gemara figure it out?
Okay, fine.
Zuck the Gemara weiter. Yes.
Right at this point, why should you translate that Mishnah in Shkolim that when you say karma, it means not only for Shlomo, but also
correct.
For
correct. 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 Correct.
Okay, so why can't we, if he's not really translating it, why don't we just say Yira Ashi Stav?
But that's not what the Mishnah said.
It's not what the Mishnah said either.
No, Karim Eilis means also Eilis. Adding the word also is not changing the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah didn't give you how to do it, but the Mishnah says, "Do scharim eilus nekev shlamim." All Rabbi Shia said is, "Scharim means also eilus." Didn't change the lashon on Mishnah. Not messing around with the Mishnah. I just can't change Mishnayos. Not a hefkavel.
If it meant to be, you should have a moment. You would say, "You stop."
It doesn't say it.
No, but that's a very good point, meaning that...
I'm glad you agree with him. I think you should write that down.
Wrong, do your
No, and the Gemara is going to come to that later, but at this point, we're not there. We don't change Mishnayos unless we have a very, very big reason to do so.
Well, it depends on what you mean by we. I mean, Mishnayos...
I'm talking about the Gemara.
Okay.
Dr. Gemara Vaiter. Amen the Shabbat Leila Rameya B'Kadosh HaKadosh. Rameya was talking about Kadosh HaKadosh. Because Bedek Habayis, in a certain sense, is Kadosh Kedashim. It never becomes mutter to use unless you redeem it. Mashenkein, Shlomim, for instance, become mutter to use after you bring it, the Kehanim can eat it, the owner can eat it. So who says that according to that, that according to Rameh, you can take that for Chulim? Maybe anything that belongs to Hegdish in totality, that you can take to Chulim. But a Shlomim, which is not, which is the cave as if Chishlomim, maybe, since it's not so Hegdish, maybe you can't take it, L'chula. Zakti Gemara Eimer, the Shomit Lele Remeh B'Kadosh HaKadosh. He said it by Bedek Habayis, that B'mezit is Mischa'ol, because it's Kadosh HaKadosh. Kadosh Kalam Yishomit Le. He never said it by Shlomim. Amalehum Rabbanu Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. So one of the Rabbanu whose name was Rabbi Yaakov responded to, I believe, I don't know to whom. I don't know who he said it to. This article say who he said it to? Kavachaymer. Kachim, kachim, mischalim, kachim, kalmly, kolshkin. If anything, kachim, kalmly, the lesser kedusha, for sure you can take it away. If you can take away a higher kedusha, for sure you can take away a lower kedusha. Rashi. Amen to Shamat Leila Rameir, and Rabbi Isha Parach. This is a question of Rabbi Isha. Took Mahidish Kalim Kremeir. He said the Mishnah Shkalim is like Rameir. Amen to Shamat Leila Rameir, and I'm a Hegdish Mishal, the Kacha Kadashim, the Gun, Kacha Bedek Habayas, Dainu Stam Hegdish, even though you can redeem it, but it really 100% belongs to Hegdish, but in the Kutcher Kedushim, the Kulu Havel Legvoya Kibbetah Kabayas. Everything goes to Hashem, Kikutcher Kibbetah Kabayas. The Bekutcher Kalam Yishamet Levahi Behem Ekelisukinami Bekutcher Kalam. It might be a Shlomim. The Heker Shlomit Le Remer, the Mishalim Amazim. Where did Remer say you can steal that? And the Gemara's answer is, it's a Kal V'chayim. If you can steal Kutcher Kedushim, for sure, you can steal Kutcher Kalam, yes, Doctor.
Is this the phraseology around Rabbi Yaakov's name? Does that mean there are multiple Amorim named Rabbi Yaakov?
No. Why did it have to say Amalehu Rabbanu Bebagus Me? I don't know. Zakti Gemara by Dei Benami Amar Bechama by Reb Ukva. That's how they're gairus. Amar Reb Yaisi Bechanina. Amar Reb Meir Hegdish Mischai Bezit Mischal B'Shagim Mischal Echad Kachim Kedoshim Echad Kachim Kalim Kavachaymer. Kachim Kedoshim Mischalim Kachim Kalim. Like Oshkin, if it works for Kachim Kedoshim, it for sure works for Kachim Kalim. Zakti Gemara. Toi Bar Reb Yaichanan. So Reb Yaichanan asked a question. I don't think toy means literally ask the question.
Examined.
What?
Examined.
Rabbi Yechanan examined it and had a question. Do we ever tell a person sin in order somebody else should get a mitzvah? Or even that you should do a mitzvah? Since when do we tell a person to sin for the purpose of a mitzvah? He's doing a sin. Allah Amar Rabbi Yechanan.
The point is that the other animals become kodesh, okay? The new animal is
going to
be holy, right?
It's a sin to take an animal of Hegdish away from Hegdish.
The new animal, does it make a difference if it's the A or B which will become kodesh? For the up, even more than that, the two animals are going to be coming now kodesh. What do you mean?
It needs to justify the animal.
Exactly. That's exactly what it means. You don't do an Aveira in order to accomplish a mitzvah.
We covered this back in
Shabbos. Don't steal a lulav. And for the Gemara, Elam Reb Yechanan. Mam tun lacha tumam. The Mishnah means, wait till this animal gets a mum. And after it gets a mum, it's redeemable. Umaisi shtei behemas umasna. Then you bring two animals and say, I'm redeeming this baal mum. And I'm going to replace it either with an Ilo or with a Shlomim, and the other one will be a Nadavim. And it's nothing to do with her mayor. Everybody agrees to this solution. We are changing the pshat in the Mishnah. Don't do it right away, because that's an Aveira. Even according to a mayor, it's an Aveira. Wait till it gets a mum. Then replace the Nekeva with a Shlomim, and replace the Zachar with an Ilo and a Shlomim. And say, one is a replacement, and one is my nedava. And there's no avera to be redeem a balmum. Adarabba, it's a mitzvah to redeem balmum. So I turned the avera into a mitzvah. Now it's a total mitzvah. Now, what was the havamina? So some of Farshim want to learn. I'm just offering it out there. Rashi didn't say it. The Gemara didn't say it. That the havamina of the Gemara was that a lost animal is a balmum. Because since you can't do anything with this, you can't bring it, you can't do anything. So for all practical purposes, it's like it's a balmum. It's like, but it's not true, because it's not a mum. But that's how some would understand. The Gemara knew you're not allowed to sin, so how did the Gemara spend an umbit on this? So the Gemara thought that this is a okay sin to do. Because it's not really a sin, because these animals totally not usable. And once it's not usable, some want to tie in this like Kachim Shemesu, that it's no Me'ila because it's not usable. Some want to tie in it because it's like a Balmum. But there's a Havamina that for some reason it's not such an Aveira. And the Gemara's response is, an Aveira is an Aveira is an Aveira. I'm just offering what Chief Shabbat is saying. It's her mayor. We're answering.
You would agree if you was calling it a Balmum.
But again, the mindset's not about Mum. Even the Gemara knew that it's not really about Mum. It just mitigates the Aveira. It mitigates it, makes it less. I have a meaning. Again, Toi by Rabbi Yechanan. V'hadi Rabbi Yishiyah. Chiyayim lai v'adim d'chol behemis mizbeach asa l'chao l'tmim mitzvasser. Shedemim behema ha'chatmeya v'pazim be'erkecha. The Tefera says, Tbei mitzmeya you redeem. B'amar mar, v'bali mumim shenivduak asa medaber. Behem mitzmeya means about Mum. Yachol yuvduak mum over. How about if this mum is a passing mum? Can I redeem it? The answer is no. The Zeshabar Limlach, this guy who came to ask the question, the Lachah with the man, he's willing to pay the money. Noimer lay amoid v'chatei, we will tell him get sin, l'chal l'meizid, b'shul chetiske l'sakin ha'kervasa shavei mezu, to be able to bring this animal, you want to replace it, so you can tell him to do an Avera? We would never tell a guy to do an Avera for that purpose. Halam Reb Yechanan, hodik tani schar amaitlis, loy hi v'loy demel kredim. You don't bring it, you don't bring its money. By the trima. Elamam to lodge a tumma. By the way, this can take a long time. You take the animal home and you wait till it gets a mum. It might take 5 years. No. Might never happen. Mum kabua. And it has to be a mum that doesn't pass. A regular, permanent mum. And if you learn Masechtas Bechairis, you have a list of mumim, whatever they are. Vehe mutu lechadla. And at that point, you're allowed to redeem it. Maisi shte behemoth. This is an island, the other one should be an island instead of it, and the other one is in the Dava.
Can you do anything wrong
to
just left it?
That's that. The whole Gemara is talking about a guy that's willing to do this. He's not obligated to do this. You don't have to spend money to do this. It costs a lot of money. Yes.
Gives a whole new reason in the idea from Kelman that you don't look outside your doll and honest when you're walking.
Might be a good idea.
So what he did was he took it home. Isn't that a Kenyan?
No!
Why is that not a Kenyan?
Technically, it doesn't mean to acquire it. You don't acquire something you don't want to acquire.
But you're not allowing it to be acquired by anybody else.
Again, there's no reason anybody should acquire it. It belongs to Hegdish.
So if I... tying it up or putting it in a cage or putting...
Nothing. You're keeping it for Hegdish. It's better than wandering around.
I understand that part. I'm just wondering how he's not making a kinyan.
Kinyan is with intention. There's two kinds of kinyanim. A regular kinyan, when I acquire something, I intend to acquire it. I buy your Gemara. I intend to buy your Gemara. You give me your Gemara as a present. I intend to receive the Gemara. Or, if somebody steals something, he's making a kinyan gneiva, which means he steals it. It doesn't really become his, but he has acquired responsibility that comes along with the act of stealing. But it's intentional.
So if somebody steals it from him...
Not stealing from him. Stealing it from Hegdish. Yes, doctor.
You can also have a kinyan by someone throwing something into your guarded area, which is to your
family. Again, that's because we assume you want it.
Right.
If it's not good for you, then we don't assume you want it. That's called intention.
But not only is this person assuming the financial responsibility for feeding the animal and stuff like that.
Yes.
He is also assuming the responsibility for accidentally using it to plow.
100%. It's not an easy thing. To take an animal of Hegdish home and wait till it gets a mum is a huge job. You know, that's why Kehanim, who received Bechor, are accused that they make Mumim B'mezin. Because it's an expensive proposition to keep a Bechor around. You have to feed it. You can't work with it. You can't share it. Can't do anything. You have to leave it there, feed it, take care of it, and don't you dare cause a Mum. So that's why we don't trust Kehanim. They had a very big incentive, but the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. They had a very big incentive to cause movement. You know, we avoid Bechor. I don't want to get involved in that now. But we avoid Bechor. People who own animals get a Gaiish partner. That way, it's not Chayiv and Bechayra. Because if not, it's a huge problem. You're a cattle farmer. You have 100 cows. 50 of them are going to give birth to males. They're going to be Bechor. What are you going to do with them? You're going to give them to the Kayan. And what's the Kayan going to do with them? Wait till he gets a mum so he can eat it. It's a huge expense and burden. They get a Gaiisha partner. They sell a chelik of the mother to the guy. And now this animal is owned by a Jew and a guy. He's Pater from Bechayra. It's one Eitzah. And the second one is to inflict the mum in utero. To stick something into the pregnant cow to inflict a mum on the animal when it's in utero, it's not a Bechor yet. Those are the two Eitzahs. But that's not what they do today. Today, I knew one from cattle farmer. I only knew one of them. I'm sure there are more. I don't know what happened to his cattle farm. But I knew one cattle farmer, and he had a guy as a partner for that reason.
What percent is that to be?
I don't know, not much. Has to be totally owned by a Jew. I don't know exact percentage, but not much.
And you have to pay him if you
whatever deal you make with your partner. Cattle farmers usually don't check. They sell it to places.
But they sell it.
Yeah, when they sell it, they own their whoever the partner is entitled to some money. He's a partner. If I was a 3% partner and I've just made that up, he gets 3% of the money. If the 10% partner, he gets 10% of the money.
So until you sell it, it never has the status of bechora.
The animal becomes a bechor when it gets born. Either it's a bechor at that point, or it's never a bechor.
If it's a partner, then it never becomes a bechor.
No,
it's never a bechor.
Never a bechor. It is a firstborn.
Not, a
not the halacha of bechor. Correct. That's what they do today. It's a very big burden. This guy is assuming a huge burden. He's taking this animal home. He's going to feed it and be careful never to do anything wrong with it because it's Mila. He doesn't want to be male. And at the same time, wait till it gets him home, if it ever gets him home. And when it gets him home, he's willing to pay double the price. That's what he's doing. That's why I called him a tzaddik. Doctor calls him a chassid. Call him what you want.
And he's excited because
he's willing to spend all that money.
It's because he doesn't want anybody else to make a mistake with his name.
I don't know why he's doing it. I'm not in his mind.
Was there another reason why?
Yeah, because he wants Hagdish to get an animal with a carbon. This is a carbon. Hagdish should get it. The Mizbeach should get it. I don't know. I'm not reading his mind. I'm not there. Yes, doctor.
Minor point. The inflicting womb, is that in utero or is that in the process of being born? I thought it was the process of being born.
No, it's in utero. Once that head comes out, it's born. Zakti Gemara Vaitan. Amar Mar. Scharim Eilas. Zakti Gemara Dum Mataydehi. There's a third option. There's Shlamim. There's Taida. Eila. There's a Taida. What if it's a carbon Taida? What? Well, wait, we're going to go through every option. That's what we're doing. We go through one at a time. Zakti Gemara Dum Maisinami Taida. You're right. He's got to bring a third animal. That means this guy is going to send three animals now. He's going to bring a shlamim, because shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night. He's going to bring a taida, right? And frek the gemara of Abayi Lechem, the Maisinami Lechem, he'll bring the chalos. It'll be a nedava. You can bring a taida as a nedava. The taida says to Kasha, why can't he bring one animal and say it's either a shlamim or a taida? It's the exact same process. Nothing is done different vis-a-vis the mizbeach. Just the eating time. This Tana holds, for whatever reason, Taisus proves that we don't care about the eating time. So we don't care about the eating time. Why does he have to bring three animals? One for Ayla, one for shlamim, and a taida. Bring one for Ayla, one for shlamim, and say it's either a shlamim or a taida. And bring bread and say, if it's a taida, this is the bread. The taita said, because if it's not a taita, you can't bring the bread. Because you can't bring the bread at the nadava. And since you have to bring the bread, you have to have an animal that the bread goes with. And therefore, you have to bring an other animal as a taita.
But the problem is it's not, so you're eating bread.
No, because he's bringing chulin bread into the Azara. 40 loaves. Yeah, no, he wants it. What's the problem if you bring it and said, so worse comes to worse, it's my bread. That's because you're not allowed to have 80. They won't become Kaddish. So here it won't become Kaddish. It won't become Kaddish. So Tyson says it's Chulin Bazar. Rashi.
I was talking about 40 and 40.
Right. Don't think of my writer.
He's not
going to
do any of this. I'm telling you.
I know, by the time you're finished. We're not finished yet.
So he's still bringing the letting moon, and then he's going to do all
three.
Right.
We just added to his expense. We just added to his expense. The Maisinami Taida or Masnani makes it tonight. Frank the Gemara will do Ashami. And Ashami is a male. He found an animal, a male. It can be an Ayla, it can be a Shlomim, it can be a Taida, it can be an Asham. Can't be a Chatas. Chatas is female. But it can be an Asham.
But why don't we go after. We know for sure.
And by the way, he can't bring an Asham.
No, we.
Because he can't bring an Asham. Because you have to be Chayiv an Asham to bring an Asham.
For the owner,
Zaka the owner. Yes, okay, that's the Shiloh, it's not so simple. Yes.
But but you can go. We have a lucky go up to row, meaning most korbanos, are they toda or are they or ashen full? Why don't we just say, why don't we use that as the figure out what it is? Instead of making him pay all this money.
I don't know if that rife exists. I don't know. I don't know if this rife Ayla or rife Shlomim or rife Taita. I don't know. There might be 20% of one and 26% of another and 27% of the other and 22% of the other. I don't know. That's not a rife. None of them are majority. If it's a male outside of Yerushalayim, there's all kinds of... You're right, that's a good question. Somebody asked me this question a bunch of days ago. I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe this is considered in the area it's called Kavua, not Parsha.
I don't know. I didn't see anybody ask the question. I'm not saying it's not a good question, but I didn't see anybody ask it, and I assumed there's no absolute majority. A rive means an absolute majority, not a plurality, whatever the word is.
Plurality.
I can't pronounce it. Plurality, right? Whatever it is. I can't pronounce it. If I can't pronounce Massachusetts either. You know what I mean? I can't pronounce certain words. Jeff.
This is exactly the question that 2 days ago I proposed, and Rashi disagreed with me, but I'd still say it applies here, which is you cannot extrapolate from a group to a particular. A particular is 100% one thing or another. There is no plurality. There is no majority.
I said there has to be a majority. We go by majority. But it's not, that's not majority.
What
you have
the animal per se is or is not.
Doesn't make a difference. Majority can paskin, if we had a majority.
Why is this a majority?
Because plurality, whatever the word is, can't pronounce, is not a majority.
That was a correct pronunciation.
Is that called majority?
No. What does majority mean? You ever hear of an election, you have to get 50% to 51% to win? If you get 49% and everybody else gets in the 20s, you're not the winner? Why not? According to you, you got the majority. No, but it's the same idea. Rise means arrive. I was just trying to bring a muscle. Rashi. You can't bring an Ashim because this guy's not chayav an Ashim. What are you going to do with this carbon? Bring it as an Ashim? And for the Gemara, you're right. Ashim ben shtei shanim. Vishtakach ben shana. The case of the Mishnah is the animal was within its first year. I guess people that know animals and recognize sizes can tell. And here you found it to be in the second year. Sorry, the opposite. Ashim is the second year. So therefore, Ashim is not a possibility.
But if it were,
then we're going to talk about. We'll continue Mitch tomorrow.